From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomber near Kabul's international airport has killed at least three people. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for this morning's attack. The Interior Ministry says two female bystanders are among the dead. The European Union police mission confirmed one of its personnel was killed and another three wounded. Car bombings in the Iraqi city of Ramadi today killed 10 soldiers and policemen as the Islamic State tries to control the provincial capital, where they raised their flag on Friday. In neighboring Syria, government troops reportedly pushed IS fighters back from Palmyra, leaving dozens dead and an UNESCO World Heritage Site still standing. This is just one day after the U.S. confirmed killing of a senior leader of the Islamic State in eastern Syria. Heather Murdoch reports.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan Saint-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men hanged today in a Cairo jail were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. Amnesty International described their trial as grossly unfair. This is VOA News. In spite of growing tensions over a territorial dispute in South China Sea, Chinese President Xi Jinping says relations with the U.S. remain stable. Mr. Xi told visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier today that he looks forward to his visit upcoming to the U.S. in September and believes working together the two sides can bring U.S.-Chinese relations to a new height. Secretary Kerry is now in Seoul, Korea, ahead of meetings expected to focus on security concerns in the region and trade. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. At a news conference today at the presidential palace in Bujumbura, the president did not mention the failed coup plot or the protest against his bid for a third term in office. Instead, he described talks with presidents of nearby African countries on threats from Somalia's al-Shabaab militants, who have warned of attacks against Burundi and other nations that contribute troops to the African Union force in Somalia. The capital remained calm today, although activists are expected to restart the demonstrations this week. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. Jim Cramer is vice president of the company International Launch Services, which handled the takeoff.
Approximately 490 seconds into the launch sequence during the third stage operation of the Proton booster vehicle, an anomaly occurred for which resulted in the emergency shutdown of the third stage.
This last time that a Proton M rocket failed was 1 year ago. There have been six successful launches in between. President Obama used his weekly address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. The president spoke about government programs, which he said are examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
So I hope this conversation continues, not as a question of whether, but of how we can work together to grow opportunity. Because it's not words, but deeds that make a difference.
Mr. Obama traveled to Camden, New Jersey to talk about the issue. Four nuns, including two Palestinians, are now among the Roman Catholic Church's newest saints. The Pope canonized them today at a Mass at the Vatican.
Mariam Alfonsinam Danil Gatas et Mariam A Jesu crucifixo baguardi.
Those two particular saints were 19th century Palestinians. Congratulations to the Catholics out there. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.